this chus of having of Yossi Zakatinsky today. He spoke about this dichotomy about Tisha B'Av, that on the one hand, it's a day of tefillah like any other tainus, but on the other hand, it's a day of which the Navi says, Sasam Tfilasi. As he pointed out, it's nicker in the whole Seder Hayom. Even the fact that it's called kinos, it's not called slichos, implies that it's not really a tefillah, it's really a cry. It's a different type of a metzias. And we don't say Tizkabot Tzloson of Ouson. So, I just wanted to suggest there are a few answers to this question, and just wanted to discuss with you one possible answer, this Yata Deshmayim, and how it relates not just to this week's Parsha, but to the coming Parsha, Mitz Hashem, Parsha's Veschanan. Of course, we always start with Rebunim or something in Pshischa. So if you take a look here at the first Ma'am Makom, which is called Simcha for Rebunim, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Amar of Chama Bar Chanina, Yimra Adam Sheis Pal of Elanane, Yachsev Yispal. The person sees that he's davening and his tefillahs are not answered, Yachsev Yispal. He should daven again. So Perish Hagam, Shenira Be'inav Sha'oz, Haisa Tefillahs of Brua, Ka'eis Libo Bal Yimo. Even though he thought before, earlier, that his tefillah was a better tefillah than now, because he had more clarity, and his heart was in it, and now he feels rachuk from Hashem, and his heart is not with him anymore. Even koze, yachsa v'yispalo shenemar kavi l'Hashem chazak v'yamisli becha, like the Gemara brings that pasuk there, she'in chayodeh eze mehem yuchshar lefanav baruch hu baruch shema. So it gives a very power reason, because you don't know exactly which tefillah will be the one which is niskabel b'fnei Hashem yisbarach. Similar to the Gemara Nivamas, which says and encourages Rabbanim, Rebbeim, to be Maimi Talmidim, Bimei Narusam, or Bimei Ziknusam, because you don't know which Talmidim will be better. These words of Rav Bunim are based on a Medrash, which says that tefillahs are not only tali in the person davening, it's also tali in the Zman in which they are Nispala. So there are Eis Ratzons and there are not Eis Ratzons. So a person doesn't know necessarily when the Shah Taiva will be. So therefore, he should continue to be mitzpala. There's a Sfas Emes who says a little bit differently, and I'm just going to say a little weiter than the Sfas Emes, or perhaps there's a touch in the Sfas Emes. And this is really Haktama for a Yesod we'll be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem in the few minutes which we have. Sfas Emes says that the whole inyan of Yispalo, Yachsar, V'Yispalo is that unlike we may think that the second tefillah is going to be weaker than the first tefillah, like Rebunim implies, that you thought that when you had the first davening, that there was a certain clarity, that there was the right hachana, and everything was going right for you, and the second tefillah is just going to be a bidiyavit to that tefillah, the truth is that as we continue to daven, our tefillahs get better and better. And the reason why that is because quality tefillah, just b'kitzar advarim, because these are all sugis aruchos, is that qualitative tefillahs in terms of pnimius is a tefillah which comes from a shviras alev. When a person davens to Hashem and he sees or he feels that his tefillah has been rejected, so if he is an ovid Hashem, it doesn't bring him to a place of rejection, that Hashem is not content with my tefillah, doesn't want me to daven. It brings him towards the shviras alev, that he feels like I have to do better. It brings it to a hachna, to a certain anav of standing before Hashem, that his tefillahs are not niskabel. So the tefillah which he offers from that place, which is a difficult place to be in, albeit, but he's meschazik himself, and he's mespala takadosh baruch hu afal pichein, so that tefillah which comes from that his chazkus is an even better tefillah than the first tefillah. So keep that in mind as we progress here. And take a look at this next word from the Emrei Pinchas, or Pinchas Karzer, who writes, Im shkura tefillasa befi yodi ani shu mekubal. According to the Mishnah Brachos, Chanina ben Dosa, that he says that if my tefillah is shkura b'fi, then I know it's niskabel. So there's different words from the tzaddik and what it means that the tefillah is shkura b'fi. So he quotes Rabbi Gamliel from Tzfas, b'shem the Rav, b'shem Rav Pinchas Karzer, shiritzon olama shahaya shagar tamid b'fiv lehispal v'lachsa lehispal. That's what it means, tefillah is shkura b'fi. Although the conventional understanding means that if it was flying out of his mouth, it was flowing out of his mouth, which is a simen that it's been niskabel, shkura tefillah b'fi can also mean that I constantly repeated my tefillos. I never stopped davening for that. That type of a tefillah, when you plug it back into the Mishnah, saying as follows, im shkura tefillah b'fi, if I'm always mechazik myself in my tefillah, then I know that it's niskabel. How do I know? Because you know that if you're constantly being mechazik yourself in something, and you know that the Kodesh Baruch is not an action, chas v'shalom, he's makabal tfilos, and you persist and you mispal, you know that there's going to be a point that the Kodesh Baruch is going to acquiesce. He's going to listen to your tfilos. Aside from the fact, just in Pinyas, if you can continue to daven all the time for a tefillah, it's a simon that the tefillah is niskabel also, but that's not for now. But the inyan is that if you're mispalo, v'yachsa v'mispalo, you reach the dagger called shkura tefillah sebefi, and you can know about it that the tefillah is niskabel. Why? Because the tefillahs are getting better, they're not getting worse. Take a look at the Sifsei Tzadik here, in Parshas Vayetze. He was the brother-in-law, I believe, of the Sfasemes, son-in-law of the Gerebi, I forget which one. He writes, Ve'ein Leah Rakos, that the eyes of Leah were Rakos. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us from the Gemara and the Medrash, Shekach Hayu Hatnoim, this is what was stipulated, that the Gedoyla Lagadol, that Leah would marry Esau, Vaktana Lakatam, and Rachel would marry Yaakov, Vahaisa Baicha, so she cried. And Rashi says, an alternative pshat, that it could be Rakos means Leshevach, like a Lashon Rach Vatov. So he tries to put the two pshatim together, and he says as follows, Vahalimur Bezeh, Shela Oilam Al Yimna Adam Minat Tefillah. A person should always daven Afshik for his pala pamush time, even though he davens once and twice. V'lenane Afal Pichin Yachsav His pala V'lo Yimna Minat Tefillah. The Gemara says Shekan Mashma. You see from here Shekfar Nigzer Ale Hakein. It was seemingly already Nigzer on her that Leah would be to Esav. Lalos Begarela She Esav Arusha. V'hi Afal Pichin Ayudei Rov Hatefillah V'Admos. She cried about it and she daven. And what ultimately happened? Zachsa lahafoches hagzeira v'lalos begarela shel tzadik. Kedisa b'medrash. So he puts the two things together and he says, kasha hatfilah shebat lahagzeira. So you see that tfilah can be mevat lahagzeiras. V'zehu shevach la'inayim. That's beautiful eyes. So look how he puts the two things together. On the one hand, ve'ein alei harakos, Leah was crying. She cried bitter tears because she would have to marry Esav. But on the other hand, the fact that she persisted to continue to cry into daven to Hashem, those are beautiful eyes. The eyes were getting more beautiful and more beautiful as she continued to cry. So you see that it's a type of a tefillah which is that it's moist v'hoylech, that it's mashpiach v'hoylech as it goes on. That these tears became sweet tears, beautiful tears before Hashem Yisbarach, because even though she looked at Exer and it was staring her in the face, she continued to cry because she knows that even though there's a door, and the door is locked and the door is closed, and you continue to mispala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nachas ruach from that, that even though it says no, there's a sign of the door which says no trespassing, you continue to push because you know the Eimek of Rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a depth behind that, which, although it can't be seen, that your Magen Shel Hashem wants those tefillahs. Of course, the Likutei Maran, this is a big yisod when it comes to the whole Derech of Breslov. He writes in Torah Beis, in Chedek Beis, Torah Kuf Aleph, in the middle of the piece, it speaks about this inyan, v'tzohek l'Hashem Yisbarach, zeh zman rav ma'od, v'adayin hu rochok ma'od ma'od, he feels very far from Hashem, af al pichin yimi yechazak, v'amitz b'tfilos v'bakoshos, v'vaday sof sof ya'aneyu Hashem Yisbarach, v'karvo l'avodasa v'emes, v'vaday, b'li sofik, like we saw before from the Emi Pinchas, shkura tfilosa b'fi, yoidei anu shehu mekubo, rak chazak v'ematz, v'choshamu rabatini tzuchon alivrocha, shetfila tzare chizak, remember this all the time, because there's many chalishas and bilbulim al zeh bli shir, because a person can get caught up in all different types of thoughts and doubts. Maybe I shouldn't be davening for this. The klal is, when it comes to avodas Hashem, every tefillah goes somewhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillahs, and they never reject it. Masha'ina payocha ladamer v'haliv la'achshem akin tzvich l'ach sezos alafim pa'amim kadei she'es chazik v'es ametz la'amud al amdo. That's why it's called amida, by the way. You do it every day, three times a day, and you continue to do so. Le'es spalut le'es chanot ni'ashem yisbarach she'ikarveyu la'vodaysa eich she'yiyeh. You should always do so, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never let us down. This is the pshat, says in the sefer here, Derech Moshe, I don't know who it is, I saw quoted. Ve'al Yomer Adam Shemispalu Ladaver Echad Kam Pa'amin Veloyane Sha'avat Sevach Hashem. Some person should never say if he davens and he doesn't see that it's being niskabel, that he's been rejected. Raki Spalu V'Yispalu Ad Shenane V'Raya Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Here we have it. Next week's parsha, Shehispalu 515 Tfilas Kamina Vaschanan, as we know. Ve'Isa B'Medrash. Almale Hispalu Moshe O Tfila Achas. Had he davened one more Tfila, Hayin Nichnas La'Eretz Yisrael. He would have come into Eretz Yisrael. Every single daven has to be, maybe this tefillah will be answered. And again, Rabbi Yisai, it's getting better and better every tefillah, because that place where you're standing, which is a pit, is getting deeper and deeper each time you get rejected. And the deeper you go, the more that the tefillah is a meshubach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you have more of a broken heart and more of a broken heart. So even though your pit is getting deeper, you're coming closer to Hashem. So every tefillah is just getting better. That's why it says, but it needs a hischazka. It's chazak v'yam yitzibacha. And from that chazak comes a tosefes ma'ala in that tefillah. And that's perhaps the whole thing when it comes to Tisha B'Av and why Pashas V'Atchana follow Tisha B'Av. It's interesting that we mentioned, Rav Yossi mentioned, that there's no tachanun on Tisha B'Av. There's no tachanun on Tisha B'Av, which means that there's no tefillah on Tisha B'Av. There's no tachanun. And when we come to Tisha B'Av, and the Navi reads on the night of Tisha B'Av, to be Motzei Shabbos, and the Navi says, Sasam Tfilasi, and that's how we go into Tisha B'Av, that there's no tefillahs today, tefillahs are not niskabel. And yet we show up in the morning, and we still daven Shmona Esrei, we do everything we're supposed to do. Okay, so we don't say Tiskabel Slicen, but we daven anyways, even though the tefillah is not going to be niskabel, we're still going to daven today. Because we believe that even though there's a Gzeira, Hashem says, I'm not becoming tefillahs today, he's very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also heard that Hashem's not going to let him in. Countless times Hashem says, you're not coming in, you're not coming in. And Moshe persisted to daven 515 tefillahs, and he pushed it to the place that Hashem was going to let him in. So you see that Hashem's ratzon was that Moshe should come to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we read Parshas V'Atchana immediately after Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is the avoda of Yispalel, and you see that Hashem doesn't want your tefillah, Yachsev Yispalel, you're going to daven anyways. And so when you wake up the next day, after Tisha B'Av, and you daven again, you're in a matzav, of course, of chazak v'yam yitzibecha. There's a tefillah before Tisha B'Av, it's called Nispalo, right? And there's Tisha B'Av, which is like chazak v'yam yitzibecha, and you still daven, and Yispalo, you daven again. Because you know that your tefillah is going to be Niskabel. And that's why immediately after we have Parshas V'Atchana, which is the mamish the right to this, that Moshe daven 515 tefillahs of Yispalo, v'yachzer, Yispalo, until the door was finally open. And that's what is coming to teach us V'Atchana. That although on Tisha B'Av we don't say tachanun, how interesting is it that the very first parasha after Tisha B'Av is called Veschan in Lashon Tachanun? That it means that you opened up the gates. You opened up the gates with the attitude of Yispalo, Yachsev Yispalo. So what is the day of Tisha B'Av? Is it a day of Tefillah? Is it not a day of Tefillah? You know what it is? It's a day of Yispalo, V'Yachsev Yispalo. That even though the gates are closed, you're still going to persist and you're still going to daven. So therefore, the davening which you daven after Tisha B'Av is going to be a much higher dagger than before Tisha B'Av. Because you are in the Kabbalah, the Indian of Yispalo, V'yachsev, Yispalo. And that's why, out of all the parshas in the year, in 53 parshas, the one sidra, the one parsha in Torah, which is talked about, which we call about davening, is Parshas V'Atchana. Vayikra also, but it's different. That's Hashem calling to Moshe. This is about Moshe's davening. V'Atchana El Hashem. The parsha after Tisha B'Av is called davening, because Dos is Tefillah. When you daven, and you're Yachsev, Yispalo, and that type of an attitude, Hashem says, this is a tefillah which is beloved to me. And this is the best tefillah of the entire year, the tefillah on Tisha B'Av even, Aval Pichein, that type of an attitude, our mamash the ikra tefillah, that the doors open the next day, even though Hashem says the doors are closed. So it's really on the one hand, it's seemingly on the outside, not a day of tefillah, but in Pnimius, it's mamash the highest day, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash will be built out of that. We've been davening for 2,000 years for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and we think that our tefillahs are getting worse, they're getting better and better, because every generation which goes by, and our tefillahs are not niskabel, and we continue to daven, the tefillahs get better and better. That's why Hashem says, ultimately, v'havyoisim al ha'kachi, v'simachnim b'veis tefillasi, ki v'esi beis tefillah yikarachan. Why is it going to be called the Beis Tefillah? Could be called the Beis Torah, could be called Beis Chesed. Why called the Beis Tefillah? Because the greatest nachas Hashem has is that we continue to daven for the Beis HaMikdash, even though seemingly Hashem says, I'm not taking tefillahs about the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not taking tefillahs. Ad chatzi amachas, I'm not talking about Beis HaMikdash. Don't talk about Beis HaMikdash. The fact that we continue to be mispal, Hashem says, I'm going to take all those tefillahs which you daven, which are tefillahs of Yispal or V'yachs of Yispal, I'm going to make the Beis HaMikdash out of that. I'm going to call my Beis HaMikdash Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'chol Amin. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biggest nachas. So we should be mischazik going into Tisha B'Av, that although seemingly it's sasan tefilasi, this type of an attitude of Yispalo, of Yachs Yispalo, should carry us through the day of Tisha B'Av and our entire lives till we see the building of the Beis Tzvi D'Chamim, Beis Goyal Tzedek, Mev Minu Amen.